Okay, it's time for a children's message. I've got a gift up here, so come on down, everybody. Good to see everyone this morning. All right. Okay, I've got a gift here this morning, carefully wrapped, although it was wrapped about 5 a.m. This is about as good as you can wrap early in the morning. But yeah, it's a gift. It's important, but I'm guessing... you guys don't like opening up gifts, though, right? No? Nobody does? Yeah. Kian, you don't like opening gifts? Ryan? You do? Oh, all right. Good. All right, well, so there's a gift here. You've probably opened up gifts before that have been packaged and really exciting. Now, if I were to give, Caleb, if I were to give you this gift, and if I were to ask for $5 from you, you go over and ask your dad for $5. Here you go. What? You don't want to take it for $5? Janie? $5? Ingrid? No? Nobody. You guys don't think I'm a very nice person, apparently. Alright, let's pretend if I were to give you a present and you gave me $5, would it still be a gift? What? Ah, yeah. Gifts are always, they're given freely, right? They're given and we don't deserve them. There's nothing we need to do to pay for them. It's just out of the goodness. All we have to do is receive them. That's all we got to do. Put out our hands, open them up, and rip open the packaging. It's great. What's the best gift that you ever received? Caleb? Legos. All right. His dad's an engineer. All right, Kian? What's that? Your what? Say it again.
RC car.
Your RC car. Nice. Into cars. Anybody else? What's your favorite gift you ever got? Ryan?
I think it's going to have to go along the lines of a giant square Minecraft head.
Ah, nice. Okay. Well, we want to think about the gifts that we've received today, because I don't know if you heard it in today's passage from Romans, Mr. Brad read, it talked about a gift that was given to us, and that gift is eternal life. That's the best gift. I don't want you to remember this today. Eternal life is the best gift that we've been given. Maybe you've heard this passage before, but let's remember these words. For God so loved the world that he gifted his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16, thanks Ryan. You know what that says? Whoever, that's you and that's me. All we got to do is stick out our hands and receive God's gift of eternal life and grace. So when here's something that might be rude. I hope you don't do this at home, but when you open up a gift and you look to see what's inside, do you ever say, Mom and Dad, how much did you pay for this? Have you guys ever done that before? Caleb, don't do that. Ryan, you've done that before? Okay. Well, I just want to tell you guys, never do that. Never ask someone when they give you a gift how much it cost. You know what? The gift I'm talking about, eternal life, God's gift of grace that gives us eternal life. The Bible says that there was a cost. It tells us the cost of Jesus dying on the cross. So hold on to that gift today. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in my message. And thank you for coming up. God's blessings.